In Mississippi, 83-year-old Jack Zawadzki is suing the Picayune Funeral Home for refusing to cremate his husband of 2 years and partner of 52, Bob Husky, who died in a nursing home at 86. The Picayune Funeral Home denies the refusal was because of the couple's sexual orientation, but Lambda Legal, the nonprofit that advocates for LGBT rights, has joined the lawsuit. Lambda's Beth Littrell is one of the lawyers. Beth, welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Tell us a bit about this couple, Jack Zawadzki and Bob Husky, together for 52 years.
That's right. They were a loving couple who lived a very quiet and dignified life. They traveled together and lived in various states across the country and ended up retiring to Mississippi because they loved the climate and they loved their ability to just live their life in their home and take care of each other.
Jack Zawadzki grew camellias and Bob Husky was president of the Homeowners Association, quiet couple. And I know your group put a video together about the case. And here's a clip from that of Jack talking about his relationship with his late husband, Bob.
In 1962, I went to California and I met Bob there. We hit it off real good. So 6 months later, he moved in.
But now there's something that Jack can't do for his now late husband, Bob. What happened when the nursing home tried to arrange the cremation at the funeral home?
Jack's nephew, John, was very meticulous in researching the funeral homes in the area and had contracted with one of them to ensure that his uncle's remains would be properly cared for and that his other uncle would not have to go through the stress that accompanies having to make last-minute arrangements. And he was told that the funeral home was refusing to provide services, that when they determined that it was a same-sex couple, that they were not going to provide the services, pick up the body, and perform the cremation as they had arranged and agreed to do.
People might think that, well, there was just a huge Supreme Court ruling about gay marriage. Doesn't that extend to other rights of partners, you know, to have someone cremated, for instance? What is the law here?
Well, so a couple of things. One thing is to note that what this lawsuit illustrates is that anti-gay discrimination didn't vanish when the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex couples have the right to marry. And it really reflects the reality that marriage equality didn't usher in an era of actual equality throughout the country. The laws that were struck down by the Supreme Court in the Obergefell decision relate to what the government can and cannot do. And this is about what a private business can and cannot do. And it's in a state in which there are no anti-discrimination laws.
Well, let me hold you up there because people might be saying, wait a second, I've heard of all the cases of a baker who refused to make a wedding cake or a florist who refused to make a wedding bouquet for same-sex marriages. And weren't they not allowed to do that in some states? This varies state to state.
It varies state to state, and those are cases in which there are anti-discrimination laws that include sexual orientation. Mm. Those laws are not in every state, and what this lawsuit shows is that refusing service can happen at any point in someone's life if there are not anti-discrimination laws to protect them against this kind of outrageous discrimination.
Look, this caused incredible hardship and heartbreak in that moment for Jack and his nephew John, who now had to find other funeral homes, make huge drives to find someone who could do a cremation. The nursing home can't hold onto a body. Just suddenly a terrible moment for them. And we hear the strings in your video pull at the heartstrings. But you have a funeral home who allegedly said to the nursing home, we don't handle his kind. You know, what do you do about that fear and that attitude?
Well, laws don't change attitudes, but they do set out what is expected of people in society. Just as the Civil Rights Act didn't eliminate racial discrimination, it did send a message that overt discrimination was unlawful and would not be tolerated in society. And that message led to a reduction in attitudes and certainly in actions. You can't change someone's beliefs, but the law does have a profound effect on people's actions. And there should be laws that send a message that this kind of discrimination, that refusal to serve LGBT people is not tolerated.
Well, but right now there isn't an anti-discrimination law in Mississippi based on sexual orientation. So what's the basis of your lawsuit?
Well, we are suing under state law claims. There's a breach of contract claim. And there's also a claim for intentional infliction of emotional distress. And that is a claim that sets out a bar that people have to meet when they treat other people in a civilized society. And if they fall below that bar, if someone does something that makes you say, that is outrageous, it's not okay, you can sue and you can be compensated, including punitive damages.
By the way, how is your client Jack Zawadzki doing? 52 years of marriage, they're in their 80s. He said they weren't activists, they never took on anything, to just live these quiet lives growing flowers. And now, you know, thrown into the spotlight this way, how's he doing?
He's struggling on many levels. I mean, he's certainly filled with grief and loneliness and sadness over losing his best friend. You know, he talks about, you know, looking over the other side of the bed and it being empty. And it's a small town where he's already been discriminated against, and to now be public also creates a cloud of fear. But he's as any widow would be, struggling, and as any courageous plaintiff would be who brings a case based on discrimination, he's concerned for his safety.
Is he also getting support that he might not have expected?
He is. He is getting support from across the country, which is also a change for him. He didn't expect any of this to happen. He knew that his love was going to pass away, but he certainly didn't expect anything that followed from the day that his partner passed and was denied services until this moment. So he's doing the best he can.
That's attorney Beth Luttrell of Lambda Legal. Beth, thank you.
Thank you.
And we should note, on their website, the Picayune Funeral Home says there was no discrimination against Bob and Jack. They say there was simply no contract. They've served gay families, they say, and have had terrible threats since this lawsuit became public. So we'll follow this story.